This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Exports are one of the few bright spots for farmers these days. Sales of soybeans overseas are so good they've almost single-handedly propped up that market. But the threat of a trade war and a Trump administration could devastate farmers' ability to export and has many of them wondering what's ahead. Mark Style reports.
Asia is the hot market for U.S. soybeans, especially China. Midwest farmers have a good pipeline to that market because of rail connections to Pacific Northwest ports. Grain companies this year have been busy loading soybean trains for overseas sales. At the CHS terminal in the tiny town of Ruthden in southwest Minnesota, grain manager Joel Wearing is watching a crew load soybeans onto a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train.
We're putting 3,700 bushels of beans on this car, and we're loading it anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes.
When fully loaded, the mile-long train will transport more than $4 million worth of soybeans to the West Coast.
Very huge. Without access to the export market, we'd be in some trouble.
And so would farmers. The U.S. sells about half its annual soybean crop overseas, total value about $20 billion. Bean prices aren't all that great right now, below break-even for many farmers. But prices probably would be a lot worse, minus the robust exports. That makes President-elect Trump a key figure for farm income. Many rural areas of the U.S. voted resoundingly for Trump, even though the candidate hammered the same trade deals that helped boost the farm economy in those areas. Trump has even threatened to impose trade sanctions on the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans.
China is ripping us off like nobody has ever seen.
That sort of talk can stir up unsettling flashbacks in the agricultural world. Farmers with long memories can still recall times when exports suffered after becoming entangled in world politics. One case was in 1980 when President Jimmy Carter halted grain sales to what was then still known as the Soviet Union in retaliation for its invasion of Afghanistan.
I am determined to minimize any adverse impact on the American farmer from this action.
Despite that presidential pledge, the nation's largest agricultural group, the Farm Bureau, said the embargo cost farmers $1 billion and permanently disrupted the grain trade. Now, farmers like Brad Nelson from southern Minnesota are waiting to see if the Trump administration acts on its tough trade talk. Nelson voted for Trump because he likes the idea of cutting government agricultural regulations and reducing health care costs. But he says if Trump really goes after China, that could hurt U.S. farmers.
Our exports to China obviously have exploded the last 10 or 15 years. We have good exports of grain and soybeans to Mexico, and, you know, we need to keep things like that happening.
Nelson, though, is optimistic. He says during the campaign, Trump's surrogates promised not to disrupt agricultural trade. He's counting on the new administration to fulfill that pledge. In Ruthden, Minnesota, I'm Mark Style for Marketplace.